FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
So hello everybody and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club right here on FCUM Radio and of course North Manchester 106.6 FM. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to have interviews and reaction from last week's friendlies against Chester FC and Runcorn Linnets. We've got interviews with Michael Donoghue on this week's show, manager of FC United Neil Reynolds, board member Adrian Seddon and Dave Chadwick will also be joining us this week. So without further ado, let's start off talking about last Tuesday's match at Broadhurst Park against Chester FC in what was, possibly, no it was the performance of pre-season thus far. But it's a free kick to FC United, it's about 5 yards outside the penalty area, right as centre, it's perfect for a shooting opportunity.
And it's Ennis, I guess.
Ennis on this.
Who seems to have taken over the mantle and has already dispatched two or three good free kicks in the friendlies.
Ennis steps up and it comes, oh
and
my
he's done
goodness
it again.
Ennis with 10 minutes on the clock here has curled it round the tallest player in the wall into the top corner, the left hand side of the goalkeeper. Nothing Griffiths could do with that, and you know it's straight out of FIFA 19, that goal. It was absolutely perfect, and you don't get free kicks like that at this level, Paul, really.
Well, he keeps doing it, doesn't he? I mean, it's pretty remarkable.
And the ball breaks into midfield, and here's Lenihan now. Lenihan charging at the Chester defence. To the edge of the box he comes. He doesn't quite know what to do with it. Then he shoots. The ball's going to break to Donoghue. What a finish from Donoghue. He had a lot to do there, but all the work was done by Lenihan. And, FC United, on 16 minutes, take a 2-0 lead, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a good thrusting counter-attack there, and we got bodies in the box, and that was the difference. And to be fair, Donoghue did find a pocket of space, and then when the ball broke to him, he had the coolness to finish it with
great
the defender
finish, wasn't
on the
it?
Line.
Good ball there, out to the left hand side, good control from Taylor. Taylor now moving towards the byline, crosses that ball in. Dean's there, good defending from Tom Dean. Could have gone anywhere that ball, but did well with it. Carney plays it to Lenihan. Lenihan now looking to switch play and gets it to Donoghue. Lovely control on Donoghue's chest.
And he's away.
Oh, he nutmegs his fullback. Donoghue now towards the D. Plays it out to the right hand side of the penalty area to Ennis. Ennis shoots. It's gone in. Well, I can't believe it. From that angle, that should not have gone in. I think he was on the goalkeeper's near post as well. 32 minutes played here, and it's 3-0 to FC United. Ennis getting his second there.
Well,
Donoghue made that, really.
Donoghue made it. I mean, it was a pretty
Lenihan's ball as well.
Yeah, it was a great ball out from the back, but Donoghue just nutmegged his man and just cut in and then picked out Ennis. And when Ennis is round about that edge of the box area, we know he's so dangerous, isn't he, because of his shooting power. And somehow he managed to get that one in from an angle. And the question, really, I suppose, is how many do we think Ennis might get next season? If he gets opportunities, he's going to keep hitting the target, I think, isn't he?
Out of play, it goes for a throw into Chester, not far from the own corner flag, over on the park side. Throw in taken, cleared, ball breaks in midfield to Hughes, oh, he beats his man, and now Hughes on the outside of his foot finds Morgan, he's going to launch a shot here, oh, good save from Wharton, is it? No, he just palms it to the far post, and in off the post it goes. Wharton couldn't quite get enough on that save, and Chester opened up FC United there like a tin of beans, Paul.
Yeah, we were caught a bit. We were caught lacking in numbers on the halfway line, really, and it became a sudden 2-on-1. And of course, a 2-on-1. If somebody gets put through and they keep the composure there, like Morgan did, then you're going to concede.
Well, 41 minutes played here at Broadhurst Park. The score is now 3-1 to FC. It's a corner to FC United. 18 minutes on the clock in the second half. 3-1 the score, and it's going to be Ennis to take it from the park side. FC United attacking the SMRE in this second half. It's played short. It's to Dodd. Dodd crosses this ball in. There is Doyle. Doyle heads it to the goalkeeper's left into the top corner. And 4-1. And deserved, Paul. It's been quite good this second half.
I think we're well worth a fourth goal because we've been knocking on the door now for a few minutes. And we were talking earlier about the number of big men we've got in the side. In situations like that, you want your big man to attack the ball, and that's what Doyle did.
So, a big thank you to Stato Paul for joining us, but he's been outranked now by board member Adrian Seddon, who joins us. We reckon that's our best performance of pre-season. Everyone should get a season ticket based on that.
Well, not just on that. I think we were good
Saturday at Chorley. We just missed scoring a goal, but we were the better side. It's probably only the Fylde game that we've been a little bit outclassed by Fylde, I thought. But they're a very, very good team that only just missed out on promotion to the Football League. Every other game, we've been in it, haven't we?
Yeah.
And tonight, which is the team that's just about to start their season away at Boston, and which team's still got 2 weeks to go and a little bit more fine-tuning? You wouldn't have told, would you?
You wouldn't have told. And one thing we were saying there is that, you know, that squad, which is a squad with the substitutes as well, minus a couple of players who are out injured at the moment, that's pretty much it. And those substitutes who came on just slotted in that second half. So, I mean, the manager's got a right headache, hasn't he?
He has, and he's—I believe he's been listening to you tonight.
Oh my goodness.
he's on holiday, but he rang me up during the game to say he was listening to the radio, and could he trust what he was hearing from you guys on the radio? Was it as good as it sounded? He could have gone out for a nice romantic meal, but instead he listened to you guys. He's probably sat around the pool with a beer right now, listening to you.
I'd like to think he still had a candle lit. Anyway.
Season tickets, that's why I'm here, isn't it?
Yeah. As you know, it's a brand new venture. We're into the Northern Premier League again. I think everyone should be excited. Season tickets. Sell it, Adrian, before Chaddy gets up the stairs.
Well, we've had just over 400 people here today. I think everybody's going home with a smile on their faces. We've got a team that seems to want to play for us, that want to play for each other. There's a real camaraderie around the team. But we've said all along what's important is that people go out and back this team by buying a season ticket. You know, that we rely on that. We rely on that income to keep that team together for this season. And you know, we're together. We're a team here. The supporters, the players, the management, and the supporters need to do their bit because, you know, as a board, we've set a budget the same as last year. We've lost a lot of money from getting relegated. I mean, we've lost, we reckon, on average, 200 away fans per game. We've lost £20,000 worth of league sponsorship. Now, there's no magic wand to replace that money. So, you know, we need the supporters to have faith in this club, to buy their season tickets. You know, if you can't go to 20 games, this year for the first time we recognise that, and we've got a 10-match ticket book. Now, you can buy a 10-match ticket book for yourself, or that can be you and one mate with 5 matches each, or it could be 10 mates coming to one game. But you can buy that, you can get some savings, but it also gives some guaranteed money for the club and gives us the confidence that, you know, we can plan to keep this squad together for the whole season, because it's starting to be something special already.
Really,
I'm excited.
Is. Yeah, and the players look like they're enjoying it as well.
Oh, they're loving it. You know? Yeah. And you've got Chad, he's just come up now. He's looking extremely excited. So, you know, let's do this together. If we can keep, you know, if we can get the money from you, the supporters, to back us, to back the budget that we've set. We already know from Renault it's not going to be one of the top budgets in the league that we're going to win. There's teams like, for instance, South Shields that have managed to tempt Jason Gilchrist across, you know, so they've not done that for peanuts. But we've assembled a good squad here. You know, Renault's done some really, really good work with Brian, with Chaddy in the summer. And with your help, we can keep it together and have a real run and have some enjoyment again, because the last 4 years haven't been fun. They've been a struggle, and we're looking forward to this year. So together we can do it.
Thank you, Adrian.
But you don't want to listen to me. Chaddy's here now. He's the man of the moment. So
there
over
we go.
To Chaddy.
Thank you, Adrian Seddon, for joining us. FC-UTD.co.uk. Go over to the shop and buy your season ticket and your membership, of course. If you don't renew your membership, your forum login will just reset itself. Anyway, thank you for joining us, Mr. David Chadwick.
It's all right.
Performance of pre-season, I'm going to suggest that one. That was sensational.
Yeah, it was. It was just amazing to be part of a performance like that. It was from, you know, it was from the first kick of the warm up. The lads were in the zone. You can always tell in the warm ups when they're listening and the concentration levels, and they meant business tonight, the lads. And straight away going into the game and they're flicking the ball around, one touch, two touch. You know, it was a joy to watch, and I've said, you know, I've spoke to the lads, and we're not going to get carried away. Do you know,
you could easily get carried
you
away
could,
after that.
You
though,
could, and do you know what? You look at pre-season, and, you know, we beat Morecambe, good result against Charlie, beat Chester. We're not getting carried away. Just like, you know, we got on the wrong end of a 4-1 last week against Fylde. We're not going to beat ourselves up about that either. You know, going down to London, we got beat, we missed, you know, we're not going to beat ourselves up, but then we're not going to get carried away. It's just a lot of hard work to do, so, you know, the lads know that, the management know that, and, you know, it's, you know, we're in for an exciting season.
Let's talk about some of the performances tonight. We spoke about your selection headache problems that you and the coaching staff are going to have over the season, especially at centre back. Tom Dean, I mean, I don't know where you stand on this. His shorts are as white as they were when he first went out. And
in this
that's
weather,
because he was in the right place every single time.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Leave it to Renault.
Because then Curtis Jones, Doyle was Doyle all the way through that.
Doyle
then
was class.
Then Curtis Doyle. Jones comes on and he's doing the same thing. Yeah. Brilliant defending. So.
And this, you've got a little bit different in them all. You've got Tom Dean, who shows no mercy. And when he wins an header, he takes everything with him and you will not pass, so to speak. You've got Curtis Jones, who's like a slick Rolls Royce just floating around. He come on there for 25 minutes and he was just ghosting about, winning headers, 1-2s, getting in and guiding forward the ball. And then you've got Doyle, who's got a bit of everything. You know, he's strong in the and he, great header on the goal, great ball in. I might add that made the goal. That's the big difference so far already this year. Some of the quality on the deliveries into the box have been great.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of quality deliveries, and Ennis is going to score about 10 free kicks, I think, this season.
He put it down, and I turned to Chappie and I went, 1-0. I said, 1-0. And yeah, top corner. And then his second one,
it was free kick-esque as well,
yeah,
wasn't it?
And let's not forget the one in the middle where Jack Lennon, special mention, what a performance.
He was our man of the match, Lennon.
And I don't blame you. It was probably an hard decision, but I wanted to take him off. And he was playing that well, and he was bossing them. I played him in the 10. He loves playing up there in the 10, but closer to the forwards, and you can see why. He set up the second. What a ball over the fullback into Donoghue. Donoghue, unbelievable. Charlie Ennis, unbelievable. You know, we can go right back. I don't think Paddy had much to do, but his decision-making was vital in every
He's punching, and he's just getting a hand on crosses to slap it away.
He was punching when he should punch, he was catching when he should have caught, you know, and he's kicking, you know. Just great, a great performance from him. Just everywhere, the midfield, pots his first 90 minutes, that's the best I've seen him this pre-season.
And we were saying the players look like they're enjoying it, and why wouldn't they be? Because the mantra is, if you're taking more than two touches, you're doing something wrong, and there was a lot of times in that first and second half where there was no more than
you didn't need to.
It was just brilliant, wasn't it?
And you could see, I think we did about 20 passes in the last 5 minutes, and we were bopping it around, one touch, two touch, all around the pitch. In the end, they just, you know, Jono and Bernard, they're no mugs. They've come here and put a strong team out. You know, players who they've purchased last year, they've paid money, and, you know, they're in 4 days a week, they work hard, and their mentality is, we will work harder than the opposition. And today, you know, it went in our favour, and you could tell they didn't look happy, and rightly so. You know, we played really well, and if we carry on that, we can only get better this season. You know, as the lads get to know each other more, the movement, I mean, you saw today the link-up play in the second half with Griffin, Jack Lennon, that was from last year. You know, one of them be dropping into the midfield there and then get into the middle, and then Griffin bop into the 10, because they knew where they were working. And, you know, as we go on, the whole squad will be like that. And it was good. It's a pleasing performance. You know, I'm just glad I'm not Renault, because pick the bones out of that, mate. It's
absolutely. I mean, Halliwell coming on as well at right back was pretty good. I mean, Morris had his best game at right back as well.
Aaron Morris, first half against Joel Taylor, their left back, he is one of the fastest things I've seen. And Aaron Morris defended superbly against him. He come out second half and you could tell his legs were tired, and he went, Charlie, I've only got another 5. And that's what you want.
And you want a player to admit it
as
well.
And it kind of, because I wanted to get Rain further forward because I like what he does up there, but I asked him to do a job for me there, and he's like, he just wants to be out there playing, and he's a great kid, great potential, you know, all over the pitch. I'm so pleased with everyone.
Well, good luck to you, Chaddy, and to Neil Reynolds listening. Cheers. In Spain. You're going to need it, because that was the best performance of pre-season. So
thank you.
Onwards and upwards for Runcorn, and then Ossett, and then Grantham away. FC Live there from Tuesday night. SC United of Manchester 4, Chester FC 1. A comprehensive performance there from Neil Reynolds' side. Neil Reynolds obviously was on holiday for Tuesday night's friendly against Chester, but he was back on Saturday as FC United hosted another fan-owned club in the form of Runcorn Linnets. To find out how FC got on, it's over to our FC Live team on Saturday afternoon at Broadhurst Park. Welcome everyone to Broadhurst Park in the sunshine, which makes it a bit of a pleasant change. It's FC United against Runcorn Linnets this afternoon. Two fan-owned clubs going at it pre-season. This is our penultimate pre-season friendly. We've only got Ossett United left on Tuesday night. We're getting a semblance of a squad.
Yeah, I think it's more than a semblance. I think it's a settle. I think today is what we've got, apart from maybe one player who's on holiday. I think this is what we're going into the season with.
Absolutely. Well, this is an exclusive, and I've been given permission to give you this exclusive, dear listeners. So, for podcast listeners, it's not an exclusive because it's already been on the website.
Oh.
But for people listening live and direct on FC Live, Chris Doyle has signed his paperwork today. Oh. He's joining the club, which is good because he's been pretty exceptional in the last two friendlies.
He's played well in the last two games, he certainly has. I mean, we started the pre-season, with four centre-halves with, you know, Dean Jones, like an Australian cricketer. Jones, Dean, that's better. Morris and Folds. I think Folds is probably looked on more as a development squad player. He's of that age, he's 18. So if he's gone down to that level, in inverted commas, down to that level, you know what I mean? I suppose to get back to where we started pre-season, we need to bring one in. But we know the story of, you know, Charlie's interview last week that, you know, Vermiglio rang when he was surplus requirements at Charlie and said, look, got this decent fella, are you interested? And I think we certainly were. Yeah. And the last two appearances, yeah, I think it's, unfortunately for the two lads who've been playing most of the pre-season, I think it's perm one from two to partner Doyle.
Well,
my guess.
Well, the thing is Tom Dean is on holiday. He's on holiday, but it is going to be Jones, Doyle, and Dean. I mean, there might be a temptation at some point in the season to go with 3-5-2, and in which case, I don't think we'd have any problem putting all three in, to be honest.
No.
They're very, very good.
And Morris has done all right. He's played there as well, so.
Let's talk about Tuesday night's game against Chester. I've heard Bernard's interview.
I think we all did.
And, well, we could be really reassured because Chester didn't get out of the starting blocks for long periods, but that's partly because of our movement, which, you know, Bernard and John
made a big. That was the one thing he said more than anything else, is that we were constantly, you know, going round, swapping positions, jumping left to right, left, you know, whatever. And that was an obvious element to the play on Tuesday. And, you know, I come back to what I said at half-time about the intensity and can we keep it up. But actually, you know what? Apart from that little spell towards the end of the first half, which we covered obviously at half-time, we did. And the second half, it didn't drop. And that's the one thing.
With substitutions.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Like I said on Tuesday, but even you go back to the Margie pre-seasons when we make, you know, en masse of 12 changes or whatever, all in once, and the games just go. You know, Neil sort of made them in close proximity to each other, but not necessarily all together.
There's no more
gripped
than two,
them in, two no or three at a time.
I never saw three substitutions being made.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking in general. I'm talking in general. But it's never once changed the pattern of play. The subs have come on and still fitted into the way we're playing. There's been no change or no discernible change. And it's a big thing for me, that. I mean, we can't get too carried away, but I mean,
can we?
Can we? We can if you want. I mean, crack on, but I mean, we've all done that, and I've done it for the last three pre-seasons. Oh, I finished 10th this year, easy, and then we've not.
But I'd urge everyone to track down the post-match interview from Bernard, and one of the managers at Chester, because it does solidify what we've been saying here on FC Live for the pre-season games we've been covering. There is a tempo to FC United, a fitness level as well.
Yeah.
And like Woodsall says there, there's players who come in, there's chopping and changing going on, but there's players who can play in multiple positions, and there's also substitutes who come on who are just as good as the players who come off, and that's another level. And it'll be interesting to see if FC United can maintain that standard of depth and quality all the way through the season.
Well, that's the thing come September.
Yeah, the good thing about the NPL is there are a lot more games.
There's a hell of a lot of games.
A lot more games. So even if you don't necessarily feature in the first couple of matches, there's a good chance you're going to feature in match 5 or 6.
Well, I watched the interview this morning that we'd done with Mike Faulkner talking about the bibs. And a very interesting point, and he made it 2 or 3 times in the show. I think it was like 1 minute and 20 seconds. And he made this point 2 or 3 times that the bibs give you information regarding, you know, how you can work out how tired players are getting during matches, and it gives you the information to say, actually, you know what, you can sit out next week, and it's not because you're playing badly, it's because, actually, you know what, you need a rest. And that's what we need a big squad for, because like you say, in the NPL you've got the league, you've got the FA Cup, you've got the FA Trophy, which hopefully we're going to get a run in, ideally both, but certainly one of them ideally. But you've also got the, you know, you've got the League Cup, which I would like us to win this year. I know we've looked at it in the past as being a bit of a, but out of all the trophies that we're playing for next year, we're not going to win the FA Cup, we're not going to win the FA Trophy. So realistically, we're probably not going to win the league. We've won the league. The only thing that we haven't won, we've got a realistic chance of winning, is that, is it Integro these days? Is it still against Integro? So I think we should go for that, and I would play. But we've got a squad at the minute where we can actually play just a stronger side in a midweek League Cup game at wherever, and not weaken it and do well in that, like we've sort of done in the Manchester Cups last couple of seasons when we've won it. Obviously, we didn't win it last year for
various reasons.
But you're right. I mean, the big challenge for Neil is going to be come September when, like you say, we've got lads who can play in, you know, positions, and they're not playing, and they're as good when they come on. They are as good as the lads who are starting. He's got to keep those lads happy. I think you can keep people happy by saying, well, actually, we've got a lot of games. Maybe you've not played the last 2 weeks, but you're going to get a game in a couple of weeks. And then if you keep that shirt, to me, I'm a strong advocate in football that if you've got that shirt and you're playing well, you keep it. Yes, you can have a first choice 11. But you shouldn't have, really, because if a player comes on and scores two goals and is absolutely outstanding, to me, he starts the week after. That's how it should be, because you've got to have that competition. That's going to be his problem. That's going to be his balance. But as you said, Ben, there's a lot of games, and we're going to need a squad.
Yep, and Neil's definitely made a squad, because I think we're at the stage now where we can start to nail things down. There's going to be a couple of players on the fringes who are going to be going out on loan shortly, I'd imagine. A couple of players being released too. But the general gist is the squad that was there on Tuesday night, not necessarily the starting 11, but the squad isn't too far off what we're going to be starting the season.
I think this is it. I mean, if you go back to the first few matches when we had, you know, we had the big announcements for all the signings. I mean, we had Oliver Crowley. He's obviously gone. He's not involved. Mason Fallon was involved. I don't think he's been injured. He's not been involved for the last few weeks. I think he must have left. Ryan Boutel started a game against the under-21 game against Fulwood.
Oh.
And then got injured after half an hour, and obviously he's obviously gone out of favour, and presumably. So he's trimmed it already. I think this is, I mean, I think we'll see Mason Walker, probably the young keeper, go out on loan somewhere. And like I say, I think Michael Folds, if he's still around the club, which I assume he will be, will probably do the same. And then, you know, we've got the squad. I think, you know, what we've got here, which we'll go through in a minute, presumably, plus Tom Dean, I think that's the squad that we've got for the season. And you know what? What I've seen so far, it's a good squad. Where will it get us? Well, I presume we'll come to that question sooner rather than later, probably, if we talk before Grantham. I think we've got a squad that can be competitive. Whether or not it'll win the league or get us promoted remains to be seen, because we know even in this league there's two or three big spending sides. But, you know, so Shields proved last year you can spend them all you like. It doesn't necessarily guarantee you to get Warrington the same. It doesn't guarantee you a promotion. So, who knows?
Well, one thing is for sure, and it's news that I think everyone's aware of now. Michael Donoghue has been confirmed as the vice-captain.
Vice-captain he was, yeah.
Obviously, Mike Potts is the captain. There's no getting around that. Mike Donoghue, vice-captain. That's an interesting one, isn't it? Because it pretty much a similar nod towards Willoughby last season, in the fact that, you know, you want Donoghue to feel special.
Yeah. Yeah, and he might be. I mean, he's a lovely lad, Mike, but He's quite a lad, and you know, it may be brings him out a little bit that, you know, if there's a game where Potts has to come off or he's not involved or whatever, and Mike's a captain, maybe, you know, it's going to encourage him to be vocal. I mean, he had another great game on Tuesday night. He just glides across the pitch. He's one of those players that when he's on form, Mike Donoghue, when he's playing well and he's on form, you just love watching him, because he glides. He doesn't run, he glides.
Well, Neil Reynolds is back off his holidays. He apparently enjoyed our commentary while he was away.
He mustn't listen to last Saturday's then.
Needs must, I suppose. yes, he's back now and he's probably thankful. But for you mere mortals out there, it's FC Live brought to you by KashutiCody.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And we'll be bringing you full commentary this afternoon of FC United against Runcorn Linnets as the two teams come out on the pitch. Interesting test for FC United because Runcorn Linnets, obviously, I think a lot of people might figure them as a North West Counties club, but they made the step up to step four last
they
season
did, yes.
And competed very, very well in the former West Division of the NPL.
Yeah, I mean, and they've got a couple of old hands in Ali Brown, who's been around a bit, played for Trafford in the past, and Jamie Rainford, who's played around for Marine and Prescott, I think, and various other Merseyside-based clubs, so they've got some good experience in there. They look quite a young side generally. But it'll be a decent test. I mean, Tuesday night was
phenomenal
in a performance against, like you say, a team who are above, you know, league above, and who we didn't beat last season. I thought unluckily in both games. I mean, the 0-0 we against Chester last year away, we played okay. The game here against Chester, we battered them, and Grant Shentham kept it in it. But Tuesday night's performance was probably better than both of those put together. So, if that's a barometer of how this new squad is improved on last year, then, you know, it is good. So, yeah, people might look at Runcorn and say, well, you know, it's a bit of a gimme. Not necessarily. But as I always say, results aren't the be-all and end-all of pre-season. They never have been. It's about getting a squad together. It's about getting fitness. And so far, both of those two, we can put a big tick next to both of those, I think.
Well, it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team for this afternoon's match here at Broadhurst Park. It's FC United against Runcorn Linnets, and it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team. It's Woodzo, but first, me.
Oh, I was looking for him then for a second.
Again, it's just for the podcast.
It's very good. I like how you do that.
Rodney does well there, gets the ball down to Donoghue. Donoghue through the middle, looking dangerous. Donoghue, oh, he beats two players there. Donoghue to Rodney. Rodney on his left foot.
Goal.
Oh, that's
finish.
A great goal. 4 minutes into this second half, and Donoghue sprinkles a bit of magic dust on this game. And Rodney, a great finish there from FC United's number seven. And, well, not say it's deserved, but
it's been a scrappy start to the second half for both sides. I thought Donoghue, made completely the wrong decision because he had I think it was Ennis peeling off on the right-hand side, and I thought he should have fed him in. But he chose to carry on running down the middle. He got held back, but he did well to carry on running. And he fed in Rodney, who, you know, to go against what I said at half, you know, the end of the first half about his finishing when he missed that one-on-one, he finished with, as they say, with aplomb.
It's Lennon shoots the distance.
Goal.
And that's good night here from Broadhurst Park. And Lennon tops off a great week.
Yeah,
the match performance on Tuesday, comes on Saturday. Sharp there, putting his body in the way and stuff. Ball breaks to Lennon, and Lennon from distance takes a deflection. Round the goalkeeper it goes. And on 91 minutes, FC United make it 2-0.
Yeah, and deserved. You know, these are the 3 points then. Not getting points for a pre-season game, so. A well-deserved result. A lot of standard performances. I don't think anybody you would sit here and say he's not done well. I think everybody's done well again. Another good run out. But like I said, we'll debrief in a moment once the minute's gone.
Full time here at Broadhurst Park. A pre-season friendly, the last Saturday pre-season friendly of the summer. And FC United make it 6 goals in the week. 2-0 here at Broadhurst Park against Runcorn Linnets. And comfortable?
I would say so. I mean, Runcorn caused a few problems, like you say, from set piece in the first half, and I think that's good. I think it's given us a good bit of practice on defending set pieces, which, you know, maybe we've not had in some of the other games. But I think it's fairly comfortable. I think it's been a good performance from one straight through to however many other people have come on. Donoghue by a mile, I would say, was a standard performance. But I think Dodd, very, very good at left back. I think the centre half, Jones has had a good game. Griffiths, like I say, gone about his business quietly, to use a footballing cliche, but done it very, very well. It's boding well, certainly boding well for the season. But let's put a bit of caution back into it, shall we? That, you know, it's pre-season. It counts for notes. It counts for naught. It's 2 weeks today. Is it 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks today, yeah, at Grantham. That's when it matters. And there's no point in picking off these wins and beating Chester at, you know, at a canter, and, you know, and playing some great football. We need to get that into league form. I see no reason why that won't happen, but that's when it matters. But, you know, like, you can only comment on what's going on in front of you, who you're playing against, and it's been outstanding again.
One thing we should say, obviously, you know, once you start tasting caviar, you go, oh, you can have that every week. Chester was a brilliant performance from SC United. It was always going to be a different type of game here, at Broadhurst Park on the Saturday. But one thing that has been noticeable is Neil Reynolds has been trying a couple of things during that game. There's been lots of chopping and changing going on, trying people in different positions and stuff. So it was never going to be a fully coherent performance.
No.
But it was a comfortable performance nonetheless.
It was, and you're right. You know, he did try different players in new positions. You know, Linney, he played a little bit in the second half on Tuesday up front, and he started there today. I think he's better out wide. You know, he's played Rodney down the middle today. He's played Rodney out wide. Sharp's come on and played down the middle. Donny's been on the left, been on the right. You know, Ennis, you know, down the middle. Ennis been with him down the middle. He's tried all different things, and he's obviously getting, you know, looking at what players can do and getting an idea in his own mind what he can do and what he can try. You know, and I think, like I said, there's one more friendly to go. Gives him one last opportunity to try some new things potentially. I don't think the team that plays on Tuesday will be vastly different to the one that played today, the one that started today. Maybe a couple of the injured lads who've not been playing for a few weeks might be fit and get a run out on Tuesday, because you need a game probably before the league starts.
Yes.
But, you know, everything's pointing, everything's positive, everything's pointing towards a good season. And I think the minimum we can ask for is to enjoy coming to the football again and enjoy watching the games. That's the starting point for next season, and then we build from there. Everything we've seen so far as I'm concerned in pre-season points that's going to be the case, you know. And then if that happens, then, you know, the results should follow. And, you know, who knows, I personally think, you know, we can be challenging for a playoff place. I don't see why we can't, you know, probably at best. But who's to say we can't get any further? Who's to say we can't be, you know, two or three places near the top of the league? You know, we know there's some big spending clubs, but we saw one of them last season in South Shields that it doesn't necessarily guarantee you're going to go up.
No, I mean, to be fair, so last season's title race was a bit bonkers, in all fairness. There was a fair few who were doing what's what. Oh, Neil Reynolds is coming straight up.
Here he comes. He's not hanging, well, you know.
He's not messing about.
He's nothing to shout at, really, has he? He doesn't have to shout to anybody.
Oh, true enough. So, yeah, but yes, yeah, so yeah. Neil Reynolds is coming up, so stick around FC Live.
If
listeners,
we'd have lost 4-0, it might have been a different story. It might have been waiting a bit longer.
Yeah. Thanks, Neil. You all right, mate?
Yeah.
So welcome back, Neil.
Hi.
First question, have a nice break.
Yeah, fantastic, thank you. You know, recharge the batteries and great break.
Second question?
No, I'm not doing that.
We're not doing that one, no.
Anyway, so 2-0, workmanlike.
Yeah, very good.
I don't want to say comfortable, but you were trying a fair few things during that game. Yeah. And
we did, and that's not to disrespect Runcorn. You know, we just wanted to try a few things out, and, you know, on another day it could have been a lot more goals for us, and it wasn't. There was definitely pleasing parts of the game and frustrating parts of the game, but, you know, it's part of pre-season, so it's another home win. It's a clean sheet, and it's two more goals, so, you know, I'll take that.
It's the last Saturday game before the season kicks off. Obviously, you don't like a Saturday game before the season kicks off. No. You don't like injuries and that kind of thing. So where do you think we are as we've got one last game left at Ossett on Tuesday?
I think pre-season preparations have gone very much to plan, if not ahead of plan, I would say. You know, the relationships that are developing on the park, and, you know, people may argue that it might take 3 or 4 months for this team to come together, but I think you've seen enough games that, you know, they're working things out, they're doing really well on the park. There's two reasons I don't like the Saturday fixture before the season starts for injuries, but also it's a chance for other people to come and watch you and see how you play. So I like it behind closed doors, we have an open training session. But the lads have done great, you know, done another great account of themselves today. So, you know, it's nice having a weekend and a winning feeling.
Now, you speak about scouts and that. So, you know,
Runcorn had made several substitutions there in that second half. So, as I was saying in commentary, me Grand probably could have done quite well. But Donoghue was exceptional this afternoon, wasn't he?
I think the news of him getting vice-captain before the kick-off, and, you know, when I think when Potsy came off and he put the armband on, his game went up a gear. He's a real special talent, and, you know, and I've said that. And, you know, he might not be the most vocal, but lads look up to him for what he does with his football. And for me, it was a no-brainer. You know, he leads by example in that in that part, and he's not Michael Potts. He's not as vocal, but he's definitely a leader with the ball at his feet.
One of the things that was noticeable this afternoon was the chopping and changing in the forward line that was going on. You know, Donoghue and Linney swapping wings, Ennis moving around.
Yeah.
Are you there yet with regards to, or are you waiting on Myers and stuff to know what the ideal forward line is?
I think I know who's going to play well. What I've tried to do in training is get them to comfortably rotate between themselves. So it doesn't take me to say, Ennis, you can go and swap with Linney, Linney can swap with Donoghue. But at the minute, we're drip-feeding information to them and they've got to continue the switch. When it becomes fluent and robotic, they'll do it off their own backs. The nine is, you know, I've missed Lewis while he's been out. And the nine shirt's up for grabs, and hopefully he's going to be, you know, he's going to be back fit. He gives us something different. He looks after the ball and lets people join in behind him. And he scores goals in the six-yard box. So, yeah, I'm happy. There's options behind that. I've got headache in the middle of the park because I've got four for three places or even two for four places if we played number 10. But it's coming together. You know, I think I've got three of the best centre-halves in the league now, and I've got to, you know, pick between them. And, you know, good in all areas. I think the right-back shirt's still up for grabs, if I'm being honest. And after that, I think the rest of it's taking care of itself. But, you know, that doesn't mean that them lads will let up because they don't get the shirts until the first game of the season, and it's theirs to lose.
I think there was one minor negative today, and I'm going to turn it into a positive because we were talking about it in the commentary, and it's a good thing, is that in the first half we struggled it with a couple of corners. And I know you've said in other interviews in the past that in this league set pieces are a big thing, and I think that might not be a bad thing today to have struggled, if you like, because it gives you something maybe to look at and work on, as opposed to go and say, well, actually we're doing all right on all the corners.
Yeah, and I said that to that. I think, you know, whatever level, let's get hell bent on marking players instead of marking space. And at times you mark space so you can move into it. I think in the first half we caught ourselves marking people and got ourselves caught under the ball, and we addressed that at half time. And just to come off and give yourself a run at the ball, I think we addressed it and did a lot better second half. But it's a definitely a point I've picked up on half time, so it's a good point.
And speaking of headaches that you've got, the defensive headaches. I mean, we've spoke to Dave obviously while you've been away, but you know, you've got three cracking centre backs there with Dean, with Jones, and with Doyle. Great news about Doyle, but it is a headache.
Yeah, it is, and I haven't hidden the fact Tom Dean suspended first game of the season, so you know it's their shirts, and then he's got to wrestle it off. And what it does, you know, they're all experienced, big set lads. They will carry niggles and knocks, and they might need resting and rotating. Yeah. But I've got, like I just said, three, I think, of the best centre-halves in the league. So, comfortably, you know, I could play two of them. I might be playing three in some games. I don't know. But, it's, you know, it's a great headache to have. I wanted quality. I wanted, the strength in depth. And I think I've got that now all over the park.
So, oh, God.
Well, just to feed it into what we're saying about, you know, you've got headaches and a decent-sized squad, and it's difficult to keep lads who aren't playing regularly interested, if you like, in inverted commas. But one thing I saw for an interview that Mike Fulton did this week, talking about the Bibs, and how it highlights players who may need a rest. There's a lot of games in this league. FA Cup, FA Trophy, hopefully get some runs. In those Manchester Cup, League Cup, which we've never won the League Cup. I'd love us to win that League Cup this year, because we've never won it. There's a lot of games. He's won it. Yeah, I know he's won it. Yeah. We've never won it as a club. But, you know, so that's, you know, so lads, I've got a be able to be patient, but however,
We've got four games in the first 13 days, you know, one of them, you know, well, all of them, you know, all difficult games, but people are going to carry knocks and niggles and injuries, and it just gives us a chance to rest and rotate. Then you've got the FA Cup, the Trophy, the League Cup, the Manchester Cup. You know, people, I've been completely transparent with everybody while they've come to the club, and I want to get it down to 20, and I think after today I've got it down to 20. If people in that 20 aren't happy, then obviously the 20 will remain 20, and we'll have to sign someone else. But I believe that we've got that harmony in the squad that will keep 20, and it's up to me to rest and rotate and give people opportunities, but you know, that's my job.
So, Grantham away looming. Ossett United next on Tuesday, then the open training session. First, the Ossett United game. For those fans making the trip over to West Yorkshire, what should they be expecting on the pitch?
They'll probably see as close to the starting 11 that will play at Grantham. So, you know, I'll encourage as many people to come down and get behind the lads. Obviously, you know, looking at Grantham ahead, we played the Ifabamba Bridge first game of last season. It was shocking. You know, they hadn't cut the grass. It was an athletics pitch. It might not lend itself to our free-flowing attacking football. So the team for that will very much be picked on the day when I get there. But it will have one mind on the Ossett 11 that's going to go out of the Grantham 11.
It's good to have that many extra players in the squad as well, because they can act as ball boys.
You need it.
And finally, the open training session next week.
Yeah, it'd be great.
How's that going to work with supporters and stuff? So
we just want fans to come down and see what we do. So you can see the way we play. It just doesn't happen. You know, I have a saying in the dressing room and the things that people don't see, and it gives the people the opportunity to see what we do in training, behind closed doors, how we work on our set piece and our shape. And they'll see that. They'll see us how we train. You know, the running's gone now. It'll all be what we do with the ball. And give the fans the understanding of how we play. And if, you know, I'd love it for a few people to come down here and see what we do. And then they can understand. And at times when it gets frustrating and things don't go all right way in games, fans can understand that they're trying to do the right thing and not trying to do the wrong thing, if you will. So I want as many people down here as possible.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for taking the time to come straight up. Yeah. Much appreciated. And well, we're not here now on Tuesday, are we?
You're not there. Well, I'll be. How about you? Yeah.
And we might cover the open training session, but
I think it'll be good.
Have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, guys. Cheers. Thank you.
On that note, that's probably it for FC Live. Thank you, Woodsell, for joining us.
No problem.
Closing thoughts to you, everything?
Well, Neil's covered it there. I think it's like you say, it's make your mind up time. You know, like one friendly to go. It's going to be as close as... But it's an interesting comment there. One thing I will pick up very, very quickly before we go is, you know, the Grantham team will be very much picked on conditions, I suppose, weather conditions. Yeah. It's very open, pitch conditions. So we may see a completely different FC in that first day of the season. But you know what? We've got the players to do it.
Absolutely. Well, big thank you to Woodsell for joining us. Thank you to Neil Reynolds, of course. And thank you to you, dear listener, for joining us for these pre-season friendlies throughout July and August. But we've got to go now. You'll be hearing from us again live from Lincolnshire a week on Saturday. You take care. Have fun. Bye-bye.
See you then.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon. So FC United finishing off their Saturday pre-season schedule with that win over Runcorn Linnets. A man of the match performance from vice-captain Michael Donoghue. And shortly after we went off air on FC Live on Saturday, I caught up with the man himself.
Loving it, to be honest. We've got a good set of lads in. Good set of backroom staff behind that. And just enjoying my football at the minute. Obviously last year, what happened wasn't them. Best year for me personally. Obviously for FC United, but this year I've come back. I feel, you know, better in myself, and I think that's shown on the pitch. And you know, we've got a good set of lads on and off the pitch, and we're doing really well. It's been a positive few seasons.
And obviously, you know, Potts goes off in that game there. You're already man of the match in a lot of ways. We already named you at that point. But then you get the captain's armband as well. I mean, it's been a whirlwind year for yourself. And where are you now, confidence-wise, when you get in the captain's armband and you're just given freedom to go motor at people?
Well, the manager got me in before. As I walked in, that he sat me down in his office and just, you know, asked if I'd obviously said that he wanted to put me as vice captain, and asked how I thought about that. And obviously, I really appreciate it. He's shown a lot of confidence in me, and then, you know, that confidence he gives me, I think, is Sancho on the pitch. It's good to have a manager who believes in you. You know, just lets me go out, express myself, gives me the freedom on the pitch, and makes me happy. I enjoy being here. I enjoy being around the lads. I enjoy being around the manager, the backroom staff, the fans. So I love like every single part of being at FC United, and my family love it as well. They come to most games home and away, and they love it. My granddad's kitted out in all the kit, and that he loves it. So yeah, it's great. Love being here.
No, excellent stuff. And obviously, it's been. We're not getting too carried away, because last pre-season was a good pre-season as well, and then suddenly you get to Stockport County, you go, oh, blimey, Charlie. But it has been a good pre-season. You can see, you know, the confidence in the players and the fitness is there as well. I mean, what's your take on how pre-season's been for the club?
It's been good, yeah. You can look at the results and say it's been a good pre-season, but there's little bits like the team ethic, you know, working together. I think that weekend in Brighton helped a lot, helped us all bond, come together. We all know each other well now. And you know, we'll all work hard for each other. The attitude's spot on. You've got, you know, no like divas in the squad or anything. You know, just a good set of lads, and we'll work hard for each other on the pitch. And you know, that's what you need. So even if it isn't going our way on the pitch, you know, we'll all dig in for each other and keep working hard, and that can only be a positive, and that'll stand us in good stead. When we have games in the season where we're getting tested and things aren't going our way, we'll be able to hack it.
And one thing you've been instilled with it, and I'm sure that you can agree with this, is the no more than two touches being played. Neil Reynolds often can be heard shouting that as players are touching the ball there. It does look like you're enjoying yourselves on the pitch, especially when we're going forward.
Yeah, he does want us to play two touch, play quick football, but in the final third, then he says just go and express yourself. So that's blame for me for attacker, because if I was just put on two touch all game, I'd end up getting a bit bored. But no, like, you know, two touch in the right areas, and then, you know, when you get in the right positions, he just wants you to go and express yourself, and he encourages that. And, you know, that two touch football gets the other opposition moving, gets them tired, and I think you'll see towards the end of games we'll come on strong with our fitness levels, but also, you know, the type of football we play will stand us in good stead.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up is Ossett United, and then there's an open training session, and then it's Grantham away.
Yeah.
Where are you at, and where do you think the squad are as we're heading into this last pre-season friendly and then into the game proper? Where do you think we're going to compete this season?
I think we're going to compete well. We're all buzzing. We're all just looking forward to it. All the lads are just saying that we can't wait for the season to start. You know, we all enjoy the games. We all enjoy each other's company and then being here. So, you know, for me personally, and, you know, from the lads I've spoke to, we just can't wait for the season to start now. We want to kick on, push on, and, you know, for the likes of me, Potsy, Louis, Maya, Sharp, who just want to right the wrong of last year as well. We've still got that in our memories, and obviously the new lads have come in that, and, you know, great impetus, and, you know, everyone wants to see this club do well and has bought into this club from, like, the first meeting we had where we taught the history and all that. You know, it's some, you can't just be an FC United player and do the stuff on the pitch. You've got the whole background as well to it, and I think all the lads have bought into that.
Michael Donoghue there, vice-captain of FC United and man of the match from Saturday's friendly against Runcorn Linnets. Next up for FC United's men's team, it's an away trip on Tuesday night. It's the last pre-season friendly of the summer as FC United travel to Ossett United. The address for the ground is Ingfield, Prospect Road, Ossett, West Yorkshire, WF5 9HA. For those of you who do non-league football in Old Money, that's the former home of Ossett Town. Kick-off on Tuesday night will be 7:45, and unfortunately we won't be providing you coverage of that one, but This Club Is My Club will be back next Monday with reaction to that, as well as the open training session for the men's team, which is taking place on Saturday afternoon at Broadhurst Park. So look out for that one on next week's This Club Is My Club. That's nearly it for this week's This Club Is My Club. But just before we go, just to mention for the women's team, pre-season for the women's team is now in full swing as FC United on Sunday hosted Doncaster Bells. And Doncaster Bells won by 4-1. Let's have the post-match reaction from that game. Neil Boo caught up with brand new women's team manager, is Cameron Hussain.
So I'm here with Cameron Hussain after our second pre-season match, and we've got another tricky one coming on Wednesday. They're all tricky ones, but it's exactly what you need going into a season, really. There's no point playing easy teams, is there?
No, absolutely not. I think we want to test ourselves, and we kind of made the initiative that to try play teams in the league above. So we've got Chorley on the Wednesday and Liverpool Feds on the Sunday, so it'll be a good challenge and the squad are learning.
Yeah, because, I mean, previously we've played Feds reserves, and quite often they've been very one-sided affairs. Obviously, their first team will be a bit more of a stern test. Do you know much about Chorley or Feds?
Absolutely, yeah. I kept a close eye on Feds and Chorley last season, and they'll be a good outfit. They've got very strong first team and reserves teams. So, in terms of the challenge, they'll definitely come out strong.
Right, good. So, is the pre-season matches, I mean, we don't really necessarily need results. It's happy when you get them, but is everything else going well so far?
Absolutely. I think from the start, as soon as I stepped in here, everyone's been welcoming. The club have been nice. The fans have been great. The support from everybody here, the fans and things like that, have been really nice. So I feels like home already.
Well, how's the player situation? Did you pick anyone up from the trialist session a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I think it's been positive so far. So we've picked up 3 or 4 players from trials, which have continued training with us, and they should be signing on. So it's been successful, and it's been very optimistic.
Right, so some more new names for us to be waiting for in the wings on social media, yeah?
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll keep our ears and eyes pinned back and ready for all those. Thanks very much, Cameron.
Cameron Hussain there speaking with Neil Boo shortly after Sunday's pre-season friendly against Doncaster Bells. And we'll have more from the women's team in This Club Is My Club on next week's show. But that's it for this week's This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings on from the world of FC United by visiting the website fc-utd.co.uk. And while you're on there, make sure you sign up for a membership or a season ticket or two. And also, don't forget, you can follow FC United on social media. That's at FC United MCR. But I've been Ben, and from everyone here at This Club Is My Club, you have a good week. Bye bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.